The Justice Department has secured the cooperation of a member of the far-right group known as the Proud Boys. Matthew Green pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction charges in federal court today. It's a new milestone in the investigation of the January 6th Capitol siege. NPR's Carrie Johnson is following the story. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ori.
Who is Matthew Green, and why is this guilty plea such a big development?
Green is 34 years old. He's from Syracuse, New York. He was part of the Army National Guard, and last year, prosecutors say, he joined the far-right group known as the Proud Boys. Green was indicted along with two other members of that violent all-male group, including a guy named Dominic Pizzola. People may remember Pizzola. He was the bearded man who allegedly stole a police riot shield and used it to punch out a window in the Capitol on January 6th. He was one of the first rioters to enter that building that day. And now the idea that Green is helping authorities could be bad news for some of those other Proud Boys from New York.
What's known about what Green actually did on that day, January 6th?
The court papers released today say he drove to D.C. along with other members of the Proud Boys chapter, that he operated at a relatively low level, but that he used encrypted messaging to coordinate travel to D.C., and he helped program radio so the Proud Boys could talk to each other during the siege. The court documents describe chanting by the Proud Boys. This is as the group moved from the Washington Monument rally toward the Capitol. And Green told authorities it felt like his time in Afghanistan as the protests very quickly turned from peaceful to violent. He said he saw Proud Boys helping other rioters climb a wall onto the Capitol grounds. And later that night, he went back to the hotel in D.C. where he ran into other Proud Boys, including Dominic Pizzola.
Now he's pleading guilty to conspiracy and obstruction. How much prison time is he facing?
You know, in some ways, that could be up to Mr. Green. The conspiracy charge involves multiple people, not just him, and he appears to have been cooperating with investigators for a while now. Defense lawyer Michael Kaczmarek says they've engaged in very detailed discussions about all aspects of this case with the government. Later, after the hearing, he told me Green is taking responsibility for his actions and that this plea was an important step. For now, Ari, Green will face about 41 to 51 months in prison. The DOJ has agreed to drop 5 charges against him. And it says it could ask the judge for another reduction in Green's sentence if his help is what they call substantial. Green is an important witness to the actions of the other Proud Boys that day, so if his cooperation about what he saw could be important, at minimum he could shore up the government case against Dominic Pizzola. And if some of those cases wind up going to trial next year, prosecutors want someone who can explain firsthand how the Proud Boys worked and to describe the chaos and the violence on January 6th to the jury.
As we come up on the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection, take a step back and tell us, where does the broader investigation stand?
You know, this is now the biggest criminal investigation in the history of the Justice Department. The government is practically drowning in evidence, photos and video and documents and testimony. More than 700 people have been charged so far. A couple hundred alone have been accused of brutal assaults on police. Mr. Green's projected sentence is similar to the punishments for some of the other rioters who beat up law enforcement officers. And we know that Officer Brian Sicknick died. Authorities connected his death to the Capitol siege. Other police officers on the scene that day later took their own lives. But Ari, there's still a lot of unknowns about coordination and planning and funding that day. Cooperation by insiders like Matthew Green could help answer some of those questions.
That is NPR's Carrie Johnson. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.